Walker and Green both worked on health care and aging topics while in the state legislature, but gained additional perspectives when Walker went on to be county executive in Milwaukee and Green became a member of Congress. At a forum sponsored by the Milwaukee Aging Consortium, Walker said as governor he would push to extend the life of the state's senior care drug prescription program and expand the family care program that helps older adults in several counties. But Walker says if family care does grow, the state should make it very clear to counties who will pay the bills.
So that we don't have huge gaps in what they believe is reimbursement and what's not, and so that we have a constant strategy saying as we expand, we know where the dollars are going, we know the quality of service, we know the quality of care, and we know the reimbursement, so that we're partners.
Representative Green says he would also try to keep senior care going, and he backs some expansion of family care. He says he's got a track record of achieving reforms at both the state and federal levels.
From bringing a new veterans clinic to northeastern Wisconsin, to my battles to increase money for veterans health care at all of our facilities in this state, to my work for health savings accounts and my work in fighting for litigation reform.
At the forum, Green and Walker put aside some of their recent squabbling on campaign finance issues and held off on personal attacks. Although Walker said many seniors find the drug prescription plan passed by Green and other members of Congress confusing. Walker and Green together blasted the Doyle administration on issues like long-term care planning and reimbursements for nursing homes. State Health and Family Services Secretary Helene Nelson sat in for Doyle and defended some budget decisions. The forum ended before news broke that the federal government has erroneously dumped about 2,000 Wisconsin seniors into the Medicare Part D program. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.